welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I want to say that that song always moves me because it really gives you an appreciation for all the vagaries of life. Certainly Eli Wallach, the ugly, certainly Lee Van Cleef, the bad, and of course the good, the man we all love, Clint Eastwood, still alive today and knocking down extraordinary movies and getting Oscars for his great work, and an icon. And in fact, I had the honor and the pleasure and the moment of time to shake hands with him back in 1974 when he was a man of about 45 years. Just handsome, tall, 6'2". I looked him right square in the eyeball and said, "Nice to meet you, Clint Eastwood, Frosty Wooldridge here, and watch out and make sure you don't burn your nose, get lots of zinc on your nose and face during your skiing time here at the Spring Celebrity Ski Contest, or you'll get fried." And he was just cordial to me, and everybody else was sitting around gawking, looking at him. And I said, "The heck, I've watched all these movies, Rawhide and Play Misty for Me and you name it. I was going to go up and shake hands, and I did." So for me, that was a fun thing to do. And this goes to show you, just get bold and get brash once in a while. Get excited. I think it was Goethe who once said that whatever you do or dream you can do, begin it now. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. So go up there, step up, say something, do something. In fact, there was a quote by, Mel Brooks. He said, "If you're alive, you got to flap your wings. Make some noise, squawk, and let people know you're here, because life is everything, and it's the very opposite of death." He said, "Make noise and celebrate your being." And that was the Mel Brooks. And I've always felt that, gosh darn it, no matter who you are and however you want to express yourself, whether you want to write or you want to paint or you want to sculpt or you want to macrame or whatever you feel, you want to collect coins or you want to do stamps, my gosh, express yourself and get out there and live life. Get excited. For any of you who want to hear about or read some of my escapades this summer, I certainly did a motorcycle story called Good Girls Go to Heaven, Bad Girls Go to Sturgis. And we did Sturgis this summer on the motorcycle, and it's a lot of fun, and the story's great. Go to my website and just ask for that story, or climbing the 14,000 footers. I did three of those this summer. Bicycling across four passes, I did that, the quadruple bypass. I've backpacked up into the beauty of Magic Lake, the Walden Pond of the Rockies. I just motorcycled over to Arches National Park, the burning inferno of the desert there at Arches National Park, and that's a great story. So if you want to have a lighthearted little look into my world as I go out and have fun instead of all this seriousness on the radio show and all my columns, by all means, I'd love to share it. Most people get a kick out of them. I try to throw a lot of humor in there, a lot of energy, and, of course, a lot of adventure. And you've sent a corp of the – I asked for quotes, your favorite quotes. I want to read those to some of you. "When evil men make bad laws, righteous men disobey them." That was by Pastor Butch Paw. "And if there must be trouble, let it be in my day, that my child may have peace." By Thomas Paine. Bob and Case Stewart sent that in, and we just had a good time, and it's always a joy to keep in contact with them. I must say that during the 21st Century Paul Revere ride, we had a dinner table. Kay put out the best, Bob put out the best, and we had a little dinner there in their room on the deck, and it was just a night of celebration. It was the best night, the best dinner we all had together as a family, as Americans, and really as patriots. And to this day, remember that wonderful time we shared together. So tonight we're going to have a great guest, and I think you're going to enjoy. Her name is Sherry Correll. She is a sparkle sunshine and an activist. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining Connecting the Dots.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. Tonight we have a guest that I've known for quite a while, and she's just a sparkle sunshine, a true patriot, a woman with a mission, a woman who just really gets in there and takes action and really stands up for America and stands up for what she believes in, and really just a lady that you can count on because she's just great, and she has a great website. It's Stand Up for America. That's www.sherricorrell.com. And let me tell you, she's a great lady. She's a fun lady. She's a serious lady. She's a fabulous woman, and she's got pictures on this website, and I'm looking at it right now, the Lou Dobbs Tonight a depiction of Aztlan, where Aztlan is taking over all the southwestern states. It's a Civil War II, and she really informs illegal immigration, illegal invaders, the takeover of America, boycott Mexico, and the Cinco de Mayo, Jorge Bush, and globalism, events and links, and you can contact her. And after tonight, I think you're going to want to contact her and go to her website, because it's the kind of website that educates, inspires, certainly motivates, and it also empowers you. It gives you the ability to take action, because it's just got great pieces on VDR articles and News with Views articles, and around the country and around this United States, she's one of the people that's going to make the difference for you. And so, Sherry, welcome to the show tonight, and thank you for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
Well, Frosty, it's good to talk to you again, and thank you for inviting me on.
Well, you know, so much has passed since the last time we talked, and of course our lives are very busy in different orbits, but we maintain one just unending goal and determination, and that is the saving of our country for future generations, saving our sovereignty, saving our U.S. Constitution. We really celebrated back in June the defeat of the Shamnesty,
right.
1639, that was defeated because literally millions of faxes, phone calls by a determined group of Americans created the tipping point and the critical mass that stopped them from passing the worst bill ever in the 231 history years of this country. Do you have any insights on how that happened, what happened? And
I think that people are finally waking up and that they're finally starting to take notice. People like you and I that have been, you know, tooting this horn for many years now, and they're getting involved. And they're not looking at us now as you're just a conspiracy theorist. They're listening, and they're seeing it for themselves. It's finally affecting them.
Exactly. It is affecting. And for then, anyone who wants to check out American Chronicle, News with Views, Rinse.com, Morty's Cabin, and quite a few American Daily, and quite a few of the other websites
so
that
many,
I write
yeah.
for,
mm-hmm.
today I wrote a piece. And it was about the truckers, and this particular piece really nails down, it's called U.S. Trucker Jobs on the Chopping Blocks,
mm-hmm.
North American Union, New World Order, Council on Foreign Relations.
And that thing is close to your heart, too.
Yes, it really is. You know, I spent 24 summers as a long-haul trucker. I busted my tail. I got the white line fever. I listened to C.W. McCall. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. I ran a rig through the late 70s, all through the 80s, and right into the 90s, and still carry my CDL park, you know, driver's license. And I can still take a rig and I can whip it into a parking spot in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a great, great fondness for all my fellow truckers out there, blue collar, no collar, and redneck, you name it, the truckers of America are an integral part of this nation, and their jobs are just being put on the chopping blocks by George Bush and Congress.
The same things that's happened to all the jobs along the way. You know, you started out with just Detroit and the cars and their jobs going, and it just goes down the road, and now we're at the truckers. I mean, what's going to be left for us? There's going to be nothing. There's going to be no middle class, and we're losing our standard of living, and they love all that, and it's all tied to, like you said, the globalism, the SPP, the NAU, all of that.
Yeah, and one of the things that most people don't realize that in this story that I wrote today, and I got Canadian truckers are writing me today. Ladies and gentlemen, truckers are out there sharp as a tack. They're smart. They're very articulate, and they are really, really upset, really angry. Even in Canada, this thing's coming in on them. And what I didn't talk about, Sherry, that I further talked later as I expanded the column and sent it into the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News, is this. When these jobs get taken over by Mexican truckers, it's part of the NAU where not only will American truckers be affected, but the longshoremen and all the related jobs at the 80 different ports, I think it's 80 ports in America that have taken all of the trade. Well, the San Diego port, you got the Los Angeles ports, you've got Louisiana and the New Orleans ports, you got the New York ports and New York Harbor, and San Francisco. Well, these ports are going to be abandoned as all of the big ships start going down into Mexico where they can get cheaper offloading, cheaper labor, and then those truck drivers will be loaded to the gills and they'll be coming up the Trans-Texas Corridor and then dispersing throughout the nation. And as they go back in, they're going to underbid the independent drivers, whether it's produce or whatever it is, and they're going to literally take all the independent drivers and just take them out of business.
Well, they're going to do that, but there's also the fact that these people can't speak English. They can't read English. They're out there on the road. They're not being checked, and we don't know what they're hauling, and they're probably hauling more illegals and terrorists to boot.
Well, not only that, I had one trucker tell me, he says, not only do these guys not have formal driving standards and licenses, and they have no drug testing, they have no logbooks. And the fact is that the cartels, the drug cartels, can put their own people in the driver's seat of these 18-wheelers.
I know. It's like, hey, can they ask for a better free pass? They really can, and they're going to destroy our country. And they're not holding them to the same standard that they hold our drivers, and that's wrong. They shouldn't be allowed on those roads.
No question. And as I said in my article, you cannot expect a Mexican driver who has an average sixth grade education to all of a sudden come into this country and he can't read, he can't write in English, he doesn't know the highways, he has never driven in New York City or L.A. gridlock traffic, he doesn't and hasn't ridden in snow. And as I said in my article, we have four-wheeler smugglers coming through Colorado all the time, and every snowstorm, the four-wheeler drivers go too fast, too reckless, no common sense, no appreciation of the snow, and they crash and they kill the contents of their vans. Can you imagine what's going to happen with a 60,000-pound freight box tractor-trailer, 65, 70 feet long, loses control on a snowy highway anywhere in America?
Oh, I know. You know, I was just in San Diego this weekend, and that's where I'm from. And those trucks were scheduled to come across that border at first. Well, fortunately, they didn't. But, I mean, since I've lived there, you know, crossing the border into TJ, that's no big deal, and everybody does it. And the first thing you do is, you know, you get yourself down to Revolution. Well, it's a madhouse. I mean, you're putting your life on the line just getting into the cabbies because they're insane the way they drive, you know, crisscrossing lanes and stopping and going. And they want to bring that into America. And Americans aren't used to that. Unless they've been into Tijuana, TJ for short, they have no clue how those people drive. And they do not drive like we do here.
That's a fact. I have traveled throughout Mexico. It is a matter of course that Mexicans run red lights without looking.
They do. They do it here too.
Stop signs. That's exactly right. We just had a 15-year-old kid who is an illegal here in Denver just on Monday backed into and killed a little 9-year-old girl who, by the way, she and her sister or her cousin were the anchor babies. So here you had an illegal alien who was driving illegally. His father's here illegally. He's here illegally. He jumped in the car and drove it, and then raced down the street, backed in to the two girls, killed one of them, and left the other one badly damaged. And now he's in jail looking at 36 years for vehicular manslaughter as a 15-year-old. That's the kind of lawlessness that goes on in Mexico as a norm. They don't stop at stoplights. They don't stop at stop signs, and people get killed. You really have to be defensively looking out for your life every second. Same thing going on in Los Angeles there. I know you know that.
Oh, yeah.
With illegals going up the wrong direction of a 2- and 3- and 4-lane freeway at night with no lights on.
I know. It's a different culture, and it's a different standard. There is no rule of law, and they just take everything for granted, and they just go. They just get in the car and go. They don't think about it, and they don't care about it. They don't suffer repercussions like we do. You know, we have to carry insurance and all these things and be licensed. They just don't think twice about it. They really don't worry. And with the identity theft, why should they? They'll just change their name.
Yeah, they really can. As a matter of fact, we had a death of Dale Englert here just a year ago, got run over by an 11-time DUI drunk Mexican illegal, and Francisco Montero, 42 years old. He got deported without any jail time, without anything. He just got deported. And guess what? The rumor on the street is he's already back in Boulder, Colorado, because it's a sanctuary city.
Like most are. But, you know, the thing is, illegal immigration ties into globalism, and people need to see the bigger picture and realize that this is not happening arbitrarily. It's happening by design. And so many people don't believe that yet, but they will in the future. But that's really what's going on. This is a catalyst to take us into the next step, which is to globalize this country and to get rid of our borders. And there is no border security, and I don't know what Homeland Security was even created for.
It has been a joke. Sherry, we'll be right back with you after these commercial comments. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us at Connecting the Dots.
A Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to get as much in this hour as we can. I'm talking to Sherry Correll, and she's bringing to you the realities we face as these global elites are forcing globalization and the dissolution of our United States borders, which will mean the dissolution of the United States Constitution as we get melded into Canada and melded into, with great trepidation, Mexico. And today I wrote that column, U.S. Truckers' Jobs on the Chopping Blocks, and I just got more than a few letters from a lot of truckers out there. Truckers have got their laptops with them everywhere they go now, and I'm going to read this one right here, and then we're going to take we got a phone call coming in, Sherry. I read with great interest your U.S. Truckers' Jobs on the Chopping Blocks, and I feel as you do. As a 38-year veteran truck driver, the first 20 years with general freight and flatbed up to 80,000 pounds and finish with the high, wide, heavy, and ugly, heavy haul loads, this idea scares the hell out of me. After my spell in the truck, the doctors retired me, and I went nuts for 4 years. I went back to work as a pilot car for oversized loads for about 5 years. With over 5 million miles in a truck and over 1.5 million miles as a pilot car driver, I can say that I am off the road with this mess, starting with Mexicans coming into this country in 18-wheelers. I can imagine the action the first time a Mexican driver meets an 18-foot wide load on a two-lane highway, and the lead pilot tries to get him to get over to get past the big load. I bet there will be some quick English lessons given. I personally think that because of the King George has done to this country, he deserves, well, I can't say what he deserves, and a long bleed out at the very least. Thanks for listening to this old man cry, but I wanted to you to know that there are people out there reading your articles, and this is going to be a very big deal before it's over. And his name is Lynn, and I won't give his last name, from Clarkston, Washington. Thank him. These are the kinds of letters I've been getting today, because you can all go to my website, or you can go to frostyw@juno.com. I certainly answer all those letters. And Sherry, this is the kind of thing we're facing.
It is, and these guys know what we're up against. They know the realities of how this is going to affect the transportation and their jobs and the economy. And they also know that there's going to be terrorists coming in on those because those trucks are not checked. And when they do get pulled over, somebody gets killed, the first thing that those illegals are going to do is, if we say anything, you're a racist. You know, you're a racist.
Oh.
And they don't speak English, you know. Get me an interpreter.
Yeah, if you don't have a logical, a rational, reasonable debate or a comeback, of course, well, just start calling names, and xenophobe and racist are the simplest things to do.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not, we're not being racist. This is our country.
Well,
but,
yeah,
you know, Calderon nailed it when he said, wherever there is a Mexican, there is Mexico.
There is Mexico. You know, Pat Buchanan wrote a piece on that today. Anybody wants to get it, just look up Pat Buchanan's latest on Mexico. You know, wherever a Mexican is, there's Mexico. Ladies and gentlemen, if that was true, guess what? There would be no order whatsoever in the world. We've got a caller, Dan, in Minnesota. Dan, you have a question for Sherry Carell, sir, or a comment?
Hello, I'm on.
Yes, sir.
Hi,
you're
Dan.
Online,
okay.
And Sherry's listening, and so whatever you would like to say, sir.
Just a couple comments I just want to make. You know, 4 or 5 years ago, I finally awoken to, you know, basically we have controlled media in this country.
Yes.
And I'm real frustrated when I talk to people and try to get them to wake up, because there's so many that just don't care. They just soon drink their beer, which I'm going to do here in a bit, watch the football game. I'm going to enjoy it.
Can I go with you on that?
Well, I listen to you guys, and I know I'm getting news where the rest is propaganda. But the big thing is, you know, so I'm going to go over to my neighbors, and they won't even listen to it, even though I've kind of got through them, you know. But the whole point is I'm from Minnesota, and I was about 100 miles from where I live. I was driving in a small town, and then there was a car in front of me, so I didn't really see the accident, but I seen a lady go rolling. There she was on a motorcycle, and a car had hit her. And I get out, and I run up there, and it was two Hispanics, speak no English. And when the cops get there, I didn't see either one could provide a license. You know, so, I mean, I was pretty livid because I know what's going on. You know, that our government wants to destroy our wages by bringing in cheap labor, destroy our culture, you know, destroy everything about it. And, of course, you're racist if you oppose that. I mean, I was just livid. But,
it's all about globalization.
Just interesting. Just wait until you have 80,000-pound trucks out there and people don't know our law, our rules on the road, mm-hmm. And this is happening, and people don't have insurance. These guys won't have insurance, you know.
You know, that's appreciated, Dan. Also, I mean, I traveled to Minnesota last year, and I've been to Minnesota quite a few times in my life. I trucked through Minnesota. I actually went over the bridge there in Minneapolis. I saw that Minneapolis bridge 2 weeks ago, and it had collapsed, of course. But I also drove my 18-wheeler over that bridge, and I've even driven my motorcycle over that bridge. And one of the things I also know, like Austin, Minnesota, has been totally taken over and destroyed at the Hormel meatpacking plants, is because they've brought all illegals into the Hormel operations up there and displaced all the American workers. Minnesota is 2,000 miles from the border almost, and they're still getting affected also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I try to tell people, and you've got, and I'm European American. I have a Class A CDL. I've driven a truck a little bit, but I'm in sales. Mm-hmm. But I try to tell people, and you've got, because of the media, and I mean the ADL and whatever, they've got people so brainwashed that you can't stand up for yourself.
Well, they don't want you to. It's about political correctness. And the minute you stand up for yourself and just, you know, tell it like it is, then they do label you. You've got to overcome that.
Thanks for talking to us on that, Dan, and thanks for reporting from Minnesota. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks, and we love Minnesota.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for listening up there in Minnesota. Just remember my time canoeing the Mississippi River. I started right out there in Lake Itasca and rolled my canoe down through the lakes and the streams and down through Minnesota. Just beautiful beyond belief. I love Minnesota. I've also been up at Eli, Minnesota, and I've canoed the boundary waters there in Minnesota. It just doesn't get much better up there in that beautiful country of Minnesota. So, Dan, thanks for calling in from Minnesota. Now, one of the things we face in this globalization, Sherry, how about just pointing out some of the sobering realities that we're going to face as we get our borders completely opened up?
There's so many things. I want to say something before I get to that. For all the listeners that haven't connected the dots, which I love the name, Frosty, that's great, immigration is a key factor in that. And on my web page, there's one page. It's called, let me see here, Jorge Bush and Globalism. It's www.sherrycorrell.com. When you go down to the middle of it, there is an article. If you click on it, it says, "Listen and learn who the CFR and Illuminati are or remain in denial." Well, there's some tapes in there you can listen to, and that will really help you, quote, connect the dots. And you're going to see with the globalism that our standard of living is decreased substantially. I mean, how many people have lost their jobs in the last 10 years? Well,
Millions.
I mean, I can even, yeah, millions. I mean, I can't even
we're
count
talking
how
millions.
Many people.
I know of 3 million that have lost their jobs in the manufacturing sector alone. That's
yeah,
that's 3 million lives.
Well,
no, that's just 3 million jobs. That's probably 10 million people in the families that are part of those 3 million jobs.
Right, but I remember it starting in, you know, with the car industry and manufacturing and all those jobs being outsourced, and then, you know, in the Silicon Valley, you know, all the H-1B visa people losing their jobs. And
1 million jobs there.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like trickling down into other industries. And even when I came out to Las Vegas a few years ago, one of the, it was in August, actually, of 2003, I remember seeing one of the headlines that day about the city being granted several million dollars to bring in Hispanics into the hotel and tourism industry. Well, now the hotels are filled with all kinds of Hispanic people, and I'm sure a good chunk of them are illegals.
Oh, but you can guarantee that there's
yeah.
because
and that's
they're getting
nationwide.
Paid $5, $6 bucks an hour.
Right, and that's nationwide, but especially in, you know, the southwestern country, you know, states. So when you see that and you start reading some of these things on my webpage, and then you go over to the left column, I just want to tell some people this because they don't know this is here, and it will really help them get up to speed so they can see why the thing, they'll understand why things are happening, and they can do something then about stopping it. But there is there's information on the global agenda, which immigration is a huge part of. There's information on sustainable development, smart growth, and there's a history of the chronological history of the New World Order. But if you don't want to read all that, the shortcut is just to go in there and listen to those Myron Fagan tapes. They've been around forever, and they're under the Listen and Learn Who the CFR and the Illuminati Are. And for those of you who don't know who the CFR is, that's the Council on Foreign Relations. You see them on all the news channels every single night. All of the Democrat candidates and all of the Republican candidates running, with the exception of Tom Tancredo and Duncan Hunter, are CFR members. They're basically handpicked.
So that's
and
correct.
That will,
and
that will factor
the Trilateral
in,
Commission.
Yeah, that will factor into furthering the globalist agenda. And Jorge Bush or King George or whatever you want to call him, he is an internationalist. He cares not one iota for the sovereignty of this country, in my opinion, for what I've seen and from the actions he's taken. He's done nothing to secure our borders other than utter lip service.
Oh, there's no question about that. He is an internationalist. And ladies and gentlemen, an internationalist is a man who only cares about winning the game, much like a pro football coach. And he'll get to be the hero if he wins the game, but he doesn't care how many bodies get crushed, smashed, bashed around, or beaten up in the process on his trail to this one ultimate victory. And so George Bush, much like an NFL coach, doesn't care how many you notice when anybody gets hurt in an NFL game, oh, it's a terrible moment, the great star running back just got guess what? There's somebody else that's going to replace him within 10 seconds. The same thing in the drug trade. Every drug trade person knows that they could be replaced within 5 minutes by the next one underneath them because the money is so great. And what you're seeing here is a methodical breakdown of the United States Constitution and the borders of the United States, so those at the highest levels of globalism, the George Bushes of the world who are into the big money, will consolidate even more money and more power so they can literally control our lives. And we are on a race to the bottom of the economic barrel, Sherry.
You're going to see in America what's happened already in Mexico.
You'll
have two classes of people. You'll have the ruling 12 families or whatever they are.
That's what we're
and
ruling
you'll have
12 families.
All the serfs on the bottom, which is everyone else. And that's where we're heading.
That's exactly where we're heading. I want to put this in perspective for the listeners out there. If you look back at the Roman Empire, do you remember that the Roman Empire had nothing but slaves? And what was the only thing that they did with the slaves? They fed them and they housed them. That was it. The rest of their work was pure slavery. Well, what do we do with these all these illegal aliens? They call it cheap labor, but guess what? It's 21st century slave labor because the only thing we do is feed them and house them, and they work for literally nothing.
Well, they do, but, you know, if they really wanted rights, they could demand them in their own countries, too.
That's exactly correct.
They could demand them, and what they're doing to the United States is coming over here while we're working during the day and earning this money to have our taxes taken out. They are sitting there literally planning and calculating how they can drain us of all that money.
Oh, and they're very successful at it.
Yeah, very successful. Under God knows how many identities. I mean, you just never really know. But, I mean, everybody's going bankrupt. Everybody's broke. The average middle-class person is working 2 and 3 jobs to make what they used to make in the past on one. And I don't know about you,
correct.
But I am bombarded daily, and I'm not underestimating this, probably 15 calls a day, telemarketers from India and everywhere else in the world that can't speak English, that they literally have taken some American's job.
Oh, there's no question. That's exactly what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And as they take those jobs, they displace Americans, and they also put American workers and their families into the unemployment lines, into the welfare lines, into the food stamp lines. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we are creating a poverty class in this country. As I think we talked about on Tuesday night, that there was in Bergen County there, in the state that I was talking about, I think it was either New York, Connecticut, or Massachusetts, I forget which, there's 300 illegal aliens living in a cemetery, for God's sakes, and there are 3,000 homeless in Bergen County.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what's going to happen as the borders open up and millions of poor, I mean, already 10 million poor of Mexico, well, more than that, have come into the United States in the last 20 years. Guess what? When the next 20 million poor in Mexico come into the United States.
Oh, I know. Well, the thing is, you can't stop what you don't understand. And if anyone listening thinks this is just about illegal immigration, you need to realize it's a part of a much bigger picture. And that's the purpose of my website. It's nothing. It's there for no other reason than to educate people and help them connect the dots. That's why I said to you, Frosty, I love the name. I'm so glad you picked that.
Thank you. Well, again, what we're trying to do is connect the dots from the same kind of when you look at 1993, and mm-hmm. you look at what the Muslims did to the World Trade Center, and then we kind of foiled them blowing that up because they wanted to blow it up and that would fall into the other trade center, and then everybody said, "Wow, we just stopped the Muslims, and gosh darn it, it's all gone now, no problem." And what we didn't do was connect the dots that the Muslims have a long-term, eternal goal. To simply take over all of civilization and create it into a Muslim land, into Islam, and that it's a religion of peace, they say, but it's only a religion of peace once you are converted. And then if everybody's a Muslim, then
you mean it's their version of peace?
That's right. It's their version of
it's
peace.
It's their version
they
of
either
peace.
Kill you or convert you.
Yeah, and if you want any kind of verification that is not that can happen in America, just look up Hamtramck in Hamtramck, Michigan, and their Muslim call to prayer, and see what happened to that town.
Well, yeah. Well, not only that, you've got New York City now has the mm-hmm. first public paid Arabic speaking high school.
Yeah.
In existence, paid for by American taxpayer funds, and everybody's sitting there going, whoa! But guess what? Nobody is sitting there changing it or stopping it, and so you're now seeing the first salvo of Islam starting to make pretty much the camel's nose is under the tent. We immigrate another 5 million Muslims, just like Britain's got 2 million of them. I guarantee you, they're gonna force their culture, their Sharia law, and they're going to enclave it and use our U.S. Constitution to verify it and make it into law here. I tell you what, we are asleep at the wheel, and when we wake up, we're going to be driving down Sharia law lane, and it ain't going to be a pretty deal.
Yeah, I haven't read the book by Ali Hirsi called Infidel, but I was listening to Rusty Humphreys last week talk about it, and I've listened to her some of her interviews, and she goes into detail about what it was like for her as a little girl on through adulthood, you mm-hmm. know, as a Muslim female, and the things they do and the things that she was subjected to and the female genital mutilation alone.
Yes, I know.
It's unbelievable. And there was a lady that called in from Miami that is a nurse, and there was a lady that was brought in who had been, her genitals had been sliced with a knife. And the reason was because a man looked at her. And apparently this nurse had, she told this story on the air, apparently she had tried to contact, you know, the nearest relative or someone to help her, that there was no consoling this woman at all. And when they finally did release her, it was to the man that had done that to her.
Oh, I know. The Islam,
and this
Muslim
is in America. Shouldn't even be happening.
Oh, yeah. Well, here in Denver, 5-6 years ago, we had so many female genital mutilations of all the little girls mm-hmm. from all the Somali Muslims that were coming into the state of Colorado, that they had to create, in fact, Dorothy Rupert had to create a new law, and she had to take 3 years to get it finally passed here, that if you as a Muslim do this female genital mutilation of the females that are born, the little girls or anybody else. And ladies and gentlemen, this operation is done with no anesthetic. It is not done with it's done with a knife, a razor blade, and or cut a broken glass. This thing is so barbaric. It is beyond appreciation. I won't describe this thing, but it completely cuts out the female being. And
yeah.
It cuts out a woman's ability to enjoy any kind of sexuality. It's ugly. I mean, it is ugly. And it creates, and they sew up the vagina and so forth to create
the purity.
It's really,
really bad what they do.
Oh, this is a barbaric Muslim ritual. And so finally, what happened was any more Muslims that were coming into Colorado on immigration flights, they found out that they would go to jail or they would have, I forget what the fine is, $100,000 a year, and it was 10 years in jail or whatever. It was such a severe a consequence that they had all their little girls cut before they got here.
Well,
and
you know,
so
that's coming across those borders, too.
Oh, I know. I mean, Mexicans are bringing across horse tripping. They're bringing across cockfighting, dog fighting, and I'll bet you as the Mexicans start taking over, they will vote bullfighting into existence here in the United States when their numbers get large enough, and you're going to see the first bullfights there in Los Angeles.
Well, you know, that's the thing that people don't realize is that demographically we're already outnumbered, and
that's right.
They have been. I mean, they don't even print the statistics anymore. I can't think of the year that they really quit producing them in the LA Times, but they used to print them, and even at that point, I think it was like a 95% to 5% ratio of Mexican children versus white and other.
Right.
In the 5%.
Oh, yeah, they're out multiplying as
black. Oh, yeah,
black.
And that's nationwide where that's going. And there was just an article a week or so ago in WorldNet Daily that whites are now the minority in 1 in 10 counties, not countries, counties nationwide. And that just shows you what's going on demographically. And they will grow up and start voting because they'll have the numbers to change the electoral, and it will just be them against us. And we will be the minority, for sure, with no power. And anyone that's trying to help them that thinks they're going to help themselves by doing so is dead wrong.
Totally dead wrong. And what you're seeing is the balkanization and the fracturing of America right before your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are very shrewd. Once they get the numbers and once they get the votes, they're going to vote their culture. They're going to vote their language. They're going to vote the separation right here and create nation states right inside of America. And you're going to see a complete separation of America. It's going to come apart at the seams.
You know, you really nailed it years ago when you wrote that article, The Coming Breakup of America, Part 1 and 2. And I've kept that up for those years because, I mean, that's really what you're telling in there. That's what's happening, and it's happening in front of our eyes, and it's part of the bigger picture of globalization. They want to do that to this country, and I just ask that people go to the website, listen to those tapes, read the information on there so you know what you're really fighting. You're not fighting one thing. This immigration thing that's going on, it's just a distraction. It keeps everybody in America distracted while they go behind the scenes and do the other stuff to destroy our country. And you need to know that's what's really behind it, not just, you know, there's not just one factor.
Now, my curiosity, Sherry, is this. You've got Fred Thompson is now into the race for a president. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? He is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
You've got
all these others. I mean, the Clintons. You got Barack Obama. And Barack Obama really is virtually an anchor baby because he is one of those characters who his father from Kenya impregnated some lady while she was in Hawaii, and all of a sudden now you've gotten Barack Obama. He's not even an all-American boy. He lived in Indonesia or a Muslim land for
his
first 10 years
Muslim.
Of his life. Pardon?
His father, I think, was a Muslim. Wasn't
yeah,
he?
His father's
yeah.
a Muslim, exactly. And those kinds of roots... I'm sorry, he's not what I would call an American. He's almost a hybrid.
Well, yeah, and my understanding, I mean, is for the most part, once they're raised in that and they are that,
right.
they are always.
They are
they're
always.
Not allowed to convert out. Even
That's
though they
exactly
may do so
right.
publicly for our culture, they would still basically be, according to their culture, Muslim.
That's
or
exactly
whatever.
Correct. And at one thing, you bring up a child the first 7 years of his or her life, those precepts of that religious manifestation will stick in that kid's brain for the rest of their lives. In fact, the Catholic Church says, bring the child up the first 7 years, and they will go that way the rest of their lives.
That's
and
true.
So Muslims, which have even a greater kind of imprinting with their religion. I mean, five times a day you have to bend and bow to Mecca. That religion doesn't allow any kind of deviation whatsoever, and that's why there's such followers.
And here we are accommodating them with foot baths in airports and schools.
In the University of Michigan, right?
And meanwhile, we're taking down crosses as fast as we possibly can.
That's right.
You know, it's like, come on now, they're getting preferential treatment, this whole thing is, and it's wrong. It's against us. It's like everything is in reverse. Reverse discrimination, reverse racism, just reverse, reverse, reverse. To our detriment.
To our detriment. Why do you think the globalists, the people in power with the great money, want to degrade America into a sniveling, multilingual, multicultural degradation of its once former self? So many of them are living in this country. Why would they want to put themselves through that?
I think they just want to destroy this country because it will help further their globalistic agenda. I mean, they need to be able to control people, and they need people that are controllable. And the less educated people are, the easier they are to control. The less they have, you know, the more they're easier to control. I mean, if you have money
and
power,
that's a fact. We'll be right back after these statements, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Sherry, we've got a caller from Tennessee. John, you have a question. We're at the last 5 minutes, but if you got a short question or comment, just bring it on, sir.
Hello?
Yes, John.
The lady mentioned something about a conference on foreign relations members that were running for the president. Mm-hmm. Is Ron Paul?
No,
I don't think
no.
Ron Paul is a CFR member.
In fact, Ron Paul and Duncan Hunter and
Tom Tancredo. I left one out. Sorry about that.
Okay, let's not forget Ron Paul, because he's the only one that's, I think, has any value and any worth. And if we don't get a Ron Paul in there for president, the country's done anyways.
Oh, I agree.
The country is done no matter who you vote, because they're all members pretty much of the CFR. And even if they're not, to some degree, even though they might be the best people in the world, once they get into that, I mean, they're up against all these other people who are internationalists. So you have like 99 internationalists and one nationalist.
Well, you know, I appreciate that, Sherry. The one thing, though, that I do appreciate is Ron Paul, and I've studied him a great deal. I'd love to see a Ron Paul, Tom Tancredo ticket, and my God, we would actually go back to a constitutional republic.
I'm not against it at all. I'm just saying that realistically, they've got the money and the power, and, I mean, we've shown what we can do when the people unite, but we're still fighting that big monster. And you asked me before what this is all going towards. It's going towards a one-world government, because that's what the internationalists want.
Well, that's true, but in 1775, I know it was a different time, but we had a few people that stood up against King George.
But there are CFR members that were, at that time it was part of the Illuminati, that go back to the foundation and before the foundation of our country, back into Europe. And those people are still in office here down through the generations as members of the CFR. That corruption goes that far back, and that's how long they've been working on a one-world government. Basically, America was an experiment. And it's been a great one, but it's coming full circle to the end. They don't have a need for it anymore. And they're going to have their one-world government. That's what they're doing worldwide. This isn't the only place where we're having illegal immigration. It's all over Europe. The Muslims are proof of it, you know, and all the different countries they've gone into and illegally immigrated.
We haven't, we played cowboys and Indians. We haven't played cowboys and Mexicans yet.
Well, John, that's you know, and unfortunately, cowboys and Muslims or cowboys and Mexicans, I think right now that this trucker fiasco that George Bush has created is going to backfire on him much like Iraq has.
I hope.
I'm going to say that my fellow truckers out there are going to be kicking some Mexican butt. They're going to be vandalizing the trucks. They're going to be doing some real nasty things to those Mexicans when they come into the truck stops. So when men here in this country lose their jobs, lose their livelihood, they're going to go after that which is doing it at where they can get to them. They can't get to the president, but they're going to get to these Mexican truckers.
Also, I want to say something. My wife is from Bogota, Colombia, and I'm not against Spanish people, and I don't blame them.
No, neither am I.
No,
I don't blame
either.
The Mexicans for wanting to be here. I mean, she's Colombian, and I've been down there twice in the last 6-7 months. But it's going to come to that point in this country where we're going to start going after the Mexicans. The people in this country are going to start. They're going to be angry. They're losing their jobs, and they're going to. And it's and the black and white are going to start going after the Mexicans. I feel.
Well, see, the thing is, it's about if you're going to come into the country, come through the front door. Come legally, go by the rule of law. I don't care if it takes 8 years or 10 years. I mean, it's not for them to decide that takes too long. That's what the laws are.
That's exactly right. John, thanks for calling from Tennessee, and thanks for those comments. Sherry Correll, go to www.sherricorrell.com for a fantastic website and information. Sherry, thanks for joining me tonight.
Frosty, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to The Dots, the Connecting the Dots, and we're listening to Sherry Correll. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode. I hope you learned something. I hope you take action. Again, this is America. And remember, no man in the wrong can stand up against the man in the right that keeps on a-coming. That goes for women, too. That's Captain McDonald of the Texas Rangers. Thanks for joining us. Good night. Godspeed and God bless.
With recent